You might imagine the author of a book called A Guide to the Notorious Bars of Alaska would have some interesting stories about Kodiak's public houses, and you'd be right. Former Alaska resident Doug Vandegraaff will be sharing some of those stories on a walking tour tonight. Vandegraaff says Kodiak bars have some interesting history. One standout is the Mecca. He says its founder ran a beer hall in a mining town, but when that community ran out of copper in the late 30s, he moved to Kodiak.
Roy Snyder decided he wanted to have like the finest cocktail bar in Kodiak, and he spared no expense. He had all these fancy furnishings moved up here, you know, made a real palace. The hard part was, though, a man could not go in there unless he had a woman on his arm.
And that was the hard part, because there weren't many women.
In 1940, 1941, 42, and all the men that were moving in here in support for the military buildup, it was hard for all those men to find a woman to go into the Mecca. But it, again, also a really, really nice bar for the longest time.
Vandegraaff is in Kodiak publicizing A Guide to the Notorious Bars of Alaska and is giving the walking tour tonight in partnership with the Baranoff Museum. Though he lives outside Washington, D.C. now, as a cartographer, he lived in Alaska for many years, starting in 1983.
Because of my job, I got sent around the state to a lot of different towns. It just seemed to me that there was a lot of bars that were not only unique, but had just a real staying power, that they were the same location and the same name, the same building since Prohibition ended in 1933. And you find a lot of those up here, and not a lot of them in the lower 48 anymore.
And because of that longevity, the marks patrons make on their bars tend to stick.
They've scrawled their name, you know, into the table, or they've taken a knife and there in the men's bathroom, they've written their name and stuff like that. A lot of dollar bills, you know, on the ceiling or on the wall. You can say, oh, Doug, that happens in the lower 48 too. True. But that same graffiti and that same dollar bills aren't there 10 years from now, 15 years from now, for 20 years from now. They are in Alaska.
You can hear more stories from the hallowed halls of Kodiak's bars at Vandegraaff's Notorious Bars of Kodiak walking tour tonight. It will begin at 7 o'clock at the Baranoff Museum. Attendees should expect to drink, maybe eat, and definitely learn.